Adjourns, be bring in the absentee members.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is our own Senate chaplain, Reverend Kevin McDonough from the St. Peter Claver Catholic Church in St. Paul, and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good day to all of the senators and staff and visitors, and welcome back to the fair city of St. Paul. I thought we might pray for just a moment for your new colleague, for Senator Perry, that he would lose neither his mind nor his soul, but instead would have the chance to be renewed in service to our wonderful state. Let's pray for him and for all the people we have the privilege of serving. We acknowledge with gratitude the privilege of serving in various ways the people of the state of Minnesota. Bless a new colleague and all those who together seek to advance the common good. Hear the prayers we offer. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the going to now administer the oath of office. Senator-elect Mike Perry from the 26th District will come forward to present his certificate of election and subscribe to the oath of office administered by Honorable Randolph Peterson, Judge of the Minnesota Court of Appeals.
I solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States. To support the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And to discharge faithfully.
And to discharge faithfully my duties as a senator.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
Best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think this is all right under the rules. That's a quite a day. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Erickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Ham, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Perry, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Salzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Next order of business is executive and official communications. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd move to lay that on the table.
On the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Now, that was the Notary Public's bill. Take care of that, I think, early next week. So, the next you ready now? Executive official notice to be read.
The Honorable James P. Metzen, President of the Senate. Dear President Metzen, pursuant to Rule 10.6 of the Rules of the Senate, we hereby make the following changes in committee structure. Business, Industry, and Jobs, delete Day, add Perry. Capital Investment, delete Day, add Perry, and designate Coring as ranking minority member. State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, delete Day, add Perry. Transportation, Budget and Policy Division, delete Day and add Perry. Transportation, delete Day and add Perry. Finance, delete Day and add Senjum. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Signed, Lawrence J. Pogamiller, Chair of the Committee on Rules and Administration, David Senjum, Senate Minority Leader.
Without objection, the appointments listed on today's agenda will be referred as indicated. Next order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 740, a bill for an act relating to highways, authorizing use by the County of Anoka of a design-build process to award contracts for construction of intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and County State Highway 83. Senate file number 740 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Youngbauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move to table Senate file 740.
Motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. One more message to be read.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 848, a bill for an act relating to elections, changing certain requirements for elections, etc. Senate file 848 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Laurie.
Mr. Chair, I move we lay Senate file 848 on the table.
On the Laurie motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business will be introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business, number of resolutions, actually from 106 to 139. Without objection, all of these resolutions will be sent to the Rules Committee. We have three motions, one to deal with travel and mileage, and a resolution relating to postage, and one relating to interns and law clerks. These three motions are dollar motions, so you'll be required to make a vote on a roll call. So, Mr. Watson.
Senator Pogamiller introduced Senate Resolution Number 140, a Senate resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate and going to and returning from the Capitol.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 140.
Okay.
Mr. President, this is an amendment to the mileage resolution to accommodate the new member of the Senate.
Discussion on the resolution. Secretary, you will see none. Secretary will take the roll on the resolution.
Benjamin ever sign on?
All senators have been voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution number 140 is adopted. Again, there's two more resolutions that involve voting. I would suggest you stay seated. Secretary Watson.
Senator Pogue.
Before that, Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to be recognized that I voted aye on the last vote.
Okay, that will be noticed. Mr. Watson.
Senator Pogemiller introduces.
I thought we could get you by, but Jess tells me no. Okay, Mr. Watson.
Senator Pogemiller introduces Senate Resolution Number 141, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution 141 be adopted.
Okay.
Mr. President, members, this is the postage resolution, and you will remember last year that we cut the allowance, I believe it was in half, and this maintains that allotment. So this is the reduced amount from what we typically have done.
Discussion on the resolution. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller, I believe the reason why we cut the postage allotment last year was due to the state of the economy, and that in this small way we could begin the process of easing back some of the expenses that we have as a Senate and a Senate member. I don't believe the economy has gotten a whole lot better. And I, for one, will continue to vote for a less allotment on postage stamps, simply because we haven't gotten out of the woods. Our state is at a $1.2 billion deficit that we have to resolve this year, and quite honestly, as much as I appreciate the postage stamps in order to give message to my constituents of what we're doing here, I think it would be best if we stayed the course and kept our allotment at a reasonable level at this time.
Further discussion,
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Senator Limmer, that's what we're doing. We are at the lower amount. So it maintains the lower amount.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, on the first day of session, I'm wrong, and I want to, I'll make an announcement on that. But I'm glad we are going in this direction, Senator Pogemiller. Thank you for the proposal.
Secretary will take the roll on the resolution number 141. All senators having voted, Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes, 0 nays, resolution 141 is adopted. Another resolution to be read at the desk.
Senator Pogamiller introduces Senate Resolution Number 142, a Senate resolution relating to expenses of interns and law clerks.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution 142 be now adopted.
Discussion of Senator Pogamiller on this.
Mr. President, this is the boilerplate resolution for interns. The one difference this year is we've made some reductions in the staffing of the Senate, Secretary of Senate's office. And so they are looking for perhaps a temporary volunteer intern to help with public information during the session. And this allows that flexibility.
Further discussion on this resolution 142. Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll on the resolution. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Torres Ray today. Secretary. Close the roll. There being 66 ayes, 0 nays. Resolution 142 is adopted. Our remaining under motions without objection will revert to messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention at 10:45 a.m. on Thursday, February 11th, 2010, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Pawlenty, Governor of the State of Minnesota, said message to be delivered at 11 a.m. Signed, Albany Mathewis, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 10:45 on Thursday, February 11th, 2010, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Pawlenty, Governor of the State of Minnesota.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Remaining under messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House has appointed a committee of 5 members of the House to act with a similar committee on the part of the Senate to escort the governor to the joint convention to be held in the House chamber on Thursday, February 11th, 2010. Said joint convention to be convened at 10:45 a.m. and said message of the governor to be delivered at 11 a.m. Jackson, Falk, Swales, Torkelson, and Depke have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Back on motions, we have a resolution.
Remaining on motions, there's a resolution to be read at the desk.
Senator Pogamiller introduces Senate Resolution Number 143, relating to the appointment of a committee to escort the governor to the House chamber for a joint convention.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
I move the adoption of Resolution 143 to give the President extremely important job and power to appoint these members.
Thank you. On that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. I'm going to appoint to escort the governor, Senators Rosen, Sharon, Sieben, Scogin, and Senator Torres Rape. I believe we're to the point of announcements of Senate interest. Senator, before that, Senator Pogemiller, I excuse the Senator Torres Ray all day, Senator Cohen from 9 to 9:20, Robley 9:15 to 9:20, Clark 9:15 to 9:20, Dahl 9:15 to 9:20, and Pappas from 9:15 to 9:20. Senator Olson? For those. How can we have 9:15 on this? Senator Limmer, second mistake of the day, but kind of third. It, 12 to 12:20. 12:15 to 12:20, 12:15 to 12:20, and for Dahl, 12:15 to 12:20, and Pappas from 12:20 or 12:15 to 12:20. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, welcome back. Senator Senjum and I welcome you back. The plan for the next couple of days, if it works for Senator Senjum, is that the Senate's bonding proposal is being heard this afternoon in the Capital Investment Committee. I'm told that they probably will process that, and then they would like to introduce that bill today yet. So if possible, I'd like to have a skeleton crew come back for that introduction. And then I believe the plan, if that does get introduced today, the plan would be for Senator Cohen's committee to hear, the full finance committee to hear the bonding bill tomorrow. If they process it, we would then take the message on the bonding bill on the floor on Monday, and then take the bonding bill up on the floor on Tuesday. I think that provides enough, if that all goes on that schedule, I think that provides enough time for members to examine the bill and think about it and look at it. I'd like to today recess for a skeleton crew later this afternoon, I'm guessing 5 o'clock-ish, to just take that one introduction. That's all the announcements I have. Other than, Senator Senjum, before you, we have not yet finalized the timetable and committee deadlines with the House, but it is very likely that the third committee deadline will be Monday, March 29th, sometime noon or 3 o'clock or something. So that would mean they're all committee, the first and second deadlines have already taken place. And we would then take Easter Passover break starting that Monday at noon or 3 or whatever. I'm not quite sure. Passover starts at dusk. And then it's likely that we would not come back until the following Tuesday. So I think for your planning purposes, that's probably going to be the schedule around Easter Passover. Not been finalized with the House yet, but that looks like what it will be. I'd yield to Senator Senjum.
Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Pogemiller, I just have a question on the bonding bill and the flow there. And I'm wondering whether or not, and I know certainly the majority wants to move forward with some urgency, but thinking about using a legislative day up on a bonding bill, it probably isn't going to matter too much if we do it on Tuesday or Thursday. And my question is it worth the legislative day to move it on Tuesday? You know, given the House is not going to move it all that quickly anyway, I mean, they're going to move it, but certainly Tuesday seems to matter little. Could we not do it on Thursday?
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Senator Senjum, Thursday is the State of the State, and so I think it would be difficult to process it that day, and I think it would be good to get it out next week. So that's why I kind of thought that might work.
Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Senator Pogemiller. I hadn't kind of thought through that one, but it does certainly allow me now to understand that a little bit better.
Brother Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. President. And for all of the members and the family of Senator Perry, we're going to immediately after recess have a reception in the retiring room, and I would certainly urge all of the senators to come by and meet our new senator. I know he wants to meet you, and if we can do that, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Very good. Senator Pogemiller.
Okay, so Mr. President, I am going to move to recess to later to the call of the chair today, but that's only a skeleton crew. Members do not need to come back. There will be no votes. But we will come back on Monday, February 8th, 11 a.m., Monday, February 8th, 11 a.m. So, Mr. President, I would move that recess today to the call of the chair.
Mr. President.
On the motion to Senator Hand.
Mr. President, can I, before we recess, make an announcement?
Yeah, that's all right. Yes, fine.
Mr. President, I want to call members' attention to a handout that is on your desk. Senator Moore sent around. She and I are co-chairing a caucus with the House Children and Youth Caucus. There is a retreat tomorrow. We'd like to make sure that every member of the Senate is invited and has an opportunity to participate. We are going to meet and talk about some of the things that we can do to try to bring greater focus to the needs of our youth and children. So I just want to make sure on behalf of Senator Moi and the rest of the caucus that all of you have a warm invitation to join us tomorrow. It's over at the Embassy Suites. Thank you.
Okay, Senator Seben.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, similar to what Senator Hahn said, tomorrow there's also going to be a discussion at the Kelly Inn from 8:30 to 10 a.m. about reframing the discourse on sexual violence. So I'd encourage all members to attend that early in the morning tomorrow from 8:30 to 10 at the Kelly Inn.
Okay. Senator Pogemiller renews his motion to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate's in
Senator Langseth for the Committee on Capital Investment introduces Senate File 2360, a bill for an act relating to capital improvements, authorizing spending to acquire and better public land and buildings and other public improvements of a capital nature with certain conditions, etc.
First reading. Without objection, Senate File 2360 will be referred to the Finance Committee.
Mr. President, any other work at the desk?
I think that is it, Senator Pogemiller.
Then,
but yes, you may make announcements when we're
Senator Senjum.
Senator,
Mr. President, and Senator Pogemiller, do you know when the Finance Committee is meeting tomorrow?
I think it's 8:30, I believe. 8:30 tomorrow morning. 8:30, Senator Senjum.
Thank you,
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, February 8th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.